start off by explaining a little bit about the Volunteer Resource Bureau. So we're a small not-for-profit organisation based in Albury Wodonga, so we're on the border of New South Wales and Victoria. So we're cross-border and we're funded from both New South and Victoria. We've got a couple of different arms within our organisation. We've got the Volunteer Referral Service, we've got the SGP program, which is the multicultural side of it. We're funded by the Department of Social Services. And we've also got the training component. So that's primarily what I do, is deliver the training for both volunteers, students, volunteer coordinators. We've got a few different programs. But today I'm just going to focus on the Know Your Gizmo program. I actually have been with the organisation for just over 12 months now, so I did come in on the latter end of the development of the Know Your Gizmo project. So I have been rolling it out now with schools around our local area. Okay, so the issue was that older people often express their concerns about their understanding and use of new technologies. We have had some programs around our area that were not consistent with running week per week. It was mainly run through the local libraries of learning new technologies with older people. It was getting a little bit frustrating though, because they could only run the program if they had enough people to participate or if they had somebody actually to guide that along. So we had a little bit of a discussion through the VRB about what we could do and what we could offer for older participants that wanted to learn their gadgets and gizmos. We had Albury High School expressed an interest in becoming involved in a suitable project whereby students could engage in the community. So that's where we sat down with the high school and we nutted out a project that we could deliver that would benefit both the participants and the students as well. They have a lot of community service programs within their schools, and this project fitted quite nicely into those programs there as well. So the funding that we actually secured for the first or the rollout of the Know Your Gizmo program was through the Australian Communications Consumer Action Network, ACAN, grant scheme. So that was a one-off funding round that we received to actually get the program up and going. So the objectives of this program was to train Year 10 Albury High School student volunteers in skills needed for volunteering and communicating with older people. The older people worked with the high school students for 8 weeks, learning how to get the best from their gizmos. So the program that we do run now is consistent over an 8-week period. We've just felt that that is actually quite a good time for people to actually get to know how to use the technology properly. We also find as well that for example, if someone had an iPhone or an iPad and they were quite satisfied with the outcome of the learning of that with the students, that they would actually bring in something different that they've got at home, like a GPS system or a digital camera, laptop. So the activities, the students worked with the older participants in helping them understand how to use their gizmos more effectively. They worked with mobile phones, iPads, GPS systems and iPods. So that was just some of the examples. We had a few other bits and pieces that came in, but mainly they were the main things that people wanted to utilise. With the older generation, because it is primarily older people that do participate in this program, they receive gifts for Christmas, like an iPad or an iPhone, so they can actually view pictures of grandchildren if they're not living close by to their families. So they receive this technology and don't even know how to turn it on, and unfortunately, a lot of the time the families don't have enough time themselves to actually put in and teach the people how to use it. So I guess with not wanting to whinge or complain at all or feel like they were a burden on somebody, they just put the device away and didn't bother asking anybody how to use the technology. So obviously this is where the program worked quite well. So some of the skills, some of the areas that the students helped out with using the touch screens, the new applications on a lot of the smart technology, setting up email accounts, emailing and sending photos, setting up contact lists, organising photos and photo editing, and managing files. So some of the outcomes, 14 students received training on volunteering and communicating with older people. That was run through the Volunteer Resource Bureau, so that is something that I actually start up with. So the first week we actually do just a presentation just with the students and explain to them in full detail about what the program involves and the hoped outcomes. 48 older participants attended at least one session over the 8-week period. Some remained on waiting lists. We actually used our local media to get it out there to begin with because it was a newly funded program. A lot of people hadn't heard of the program, so we used our local newspapers, free newspapers, and the news as well, our local news stations and radio station. Students and older participants worked together over the 8 sessions. The program not only helped the older people stay connected to friends and family through technology, but it also helped them connect with young people and, just as importantly, for the young people to spend time with the older generation. When we first deliver the one-off first session, I asked the question, how many people have worked with older people? A few of them, I've worked with my grandparents before, or, you know, I said, how well do you actually communicate with them? Oh, well, it's really frustrating because they ask the same question over and over again. And a few of them were a little bit hesitant to actually participate in this program, not knowing what the outcomes were actually going to be. A few of them were also quite nervous about how to use the technology, that they didn't feel that they were skilled enough to actually teach the participants how to use their devices, but what we found throughout the course was that they were quite up to date with the technology, because the older participants really only need to know the basics of how to use the gizmos as well. So it was really great to see some of the relationships form between the older people and the younger people. We seemed to, week by week, they would actually gravitate towards the same person because they actually started to feel quite comfortable with that person and their teaching style as well. So it was really nice to actually see that when an older participant walked in the door, they're like, we're such and such, and then just beeline straight to that person because they actually felt quite comfortable and there was that relationship building there as well. So outcomes for some of the students, all the students. So 100% of the students felt great about volunteering. They volunteer again in this type of project and they would recommend it to other students. 100% of students felt like their efforts were appreciated. Some of the highlights mentioned, because we actually do a pre and a post evaluation to see how far they've progressed from the beginning to the end of the 8-week program. And these are some of the comments that came out of those post-surveys. So it was helping young people save their money, just connecting with people and helping them with their problems, the pride you receive from helping people with everyday objects, got to meet different people and helped me to learn how to teach and be patient. Overall, had a great time. So pretty positive responses there. So some of the outcomes for the older participants, 100% of participants said that they had learnt what they wanted to learn and that they were using their gizmos more effectively. And the photos that are rolling through this presentation as well were actually taken at a couple of the different schools and the programs. So some of the comments from the older participants, the students coped very well with the lack of knowledge and endless questions. They were friendly, pleasant, tolerant and very knowledgeable about the iPad. Didn't matter if you didn't know anything, made to feel welcome. A great program for the oldies. I'm going to try and pronounce this name. This is a little Bhutanese girl that actually helped with the program. Camaraderie was excellent. Because of students, I'm more confident with the gizmos than before. Big thank you. So the Oribi Wodonga Volunteer Resource Bureau can share the Know Your Gizmo plan and templates with other organisations that wish to run a similar project. We now just rolling the program out without the funding. It's self-funded now. But we have all the templates that we can actually share with other organisations if they're actually wishing to participate in the program or roll it out. So future actions as well, this was quite exciting. This happened late last year. The No Gizmo project is set to expand across New South Wales thanks to a new collaboration between the Office of Communities and the Albury Wodonga Volunteer Resource Bureau. The program has been such a success that New South Wales Volunteering is now providing a Know Your Gizmo project pack on its website, so anyone in the state can actually run the program in their community. The Know Your Gizmo project pack is available at, that's the website there, includes a template and tools for the project planning and delivery, activity outlines and self-assessment evaluation. So that's basically what we can offer as well on the Victorian side, because that's the New South Wales website. Six local schools have successfully participated in the Know Your Gizmo program over the past 8 months in our local area. We have included a couple of VCAL programs as well. We've got the Albury Wodonga Community College. In the Wodonga campus, they also have a little arm of the school for seniors. So we're actually about to commence a project next week, and that's with the VCAL students. And most of the participants did come from the organisation itself. They just put some flyers around the area, and I think we've got about 15 participants so far and about 10 students. So quite successful before we've even taken off. But word gets around as well, and we end up actually getting more people along the way. Not all participants go for the whole 8 weeks. If they've learnt what they needed to learn in the previous weeks, then they will stop. Some will bring in different technology as well. So that's it. Thank you.